This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on General Elections 2024, Poll Schedule and Model Code of Conduct. The participants are Ashok Tandon, Political Analyst, and Ashwini Srivastav, Journalist.
The Election Commission announced schedule for the general election to be held in the country. There are a total of 543 constituencies which will go to polls in 7 phases. Voting for the first phase of the polls will be held on April 19, and the last phase, that is the 7th phase of poll, will be on June 1st. Counting of votes will be on June 4th. Ashok sir, how do you see this 7th phase announcements, and what are the key takeaways regarding the conduct of this mega poll exercise for the country?
See, India is the world's largest democracy, and the elections in India is a mega festival in which people participate with full confidence and also commitment to strengthen India's democracy. Now, the question was raised, why 7-phase election? The Chief Election Commissioner explained that India's diversity, then the weather, so many other factors taken into account, and the movement of the paramilitary forces, which help in maintaining law and order, was so paramount, they were left with no other option but split the polling into 7 phases in different parts of the country, because, as you also said, the elections will be held not only for the 543 seats of Lok Sabha, but in at least half a dozen states, and also about 26 assembly by-elections. But in spite of that, 22 states will be going to poll in one single phase. So that means the states which are larger, which has diverse problems like law and order, money power, muscle power, just to keep a check on that, the election polling has been split into different phases, particularly like states of UP, Bihar, West Bengal. So therefore, conducting poll in 7 phases was fully justified by the Chief Election Commissioner today. The major takeaway of today's press conference was that how to make Indian democracy make a world model, an example. And for that, they have taken a number of steps and precautions, and also listed a large number of responsibilities and duties on the political party. From their own side, the facilities which they have made, number one, and I think most important, was that enrolling new voters, the youth, even those who will be becoming eligible on 1st of April 2024, have already been included in the voting list, because the Election Commission wants the young voters to become their ambassador and their program for outreach. Every voter over the age of 85 will be given a facility to cast his or her vote from her residence. A Form 12D will be distributed to all those voters who are above 85. If they want to go to the polling booth, they will be given assistance, of including wheelchair. And if they don't want to go, they can vote from their own house. And the employees who have been going to conduct the poll, they have already been trained to provide this facility, and to make the election sustainable for environment.
There are 96.8 crore voters who will be exercising their franchise for the upcoming Lok Sabha polls. And these voters include 49.7 crore males, 47.1 crore females, and 48,000 transgenders. And there are 1.8 crore first-time voters also in the list. Ashok ji, Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar also talked about 4 M's. He said the commission is determined to tackle these 4 M's, which are muscle, money, misinformation, and violation of model code of conduct. How important is this resolve of election commission, and if you could elaborate on all these 4 M's, which are the biggest challenges as pointed out by Chief Election Commissioner himself?
Exactly. He said they are facing 4 challenges, and they are all 4 M's. That is money power, muscle power, and misinformation campaign. And in that context, he gave a detailed exercise which will be enforced. There will be 24/7 control rooms in each and every district. They will be monitoring these particular things, like criminals being used, muscle power being used, money being used, violence, bloodbath. These things will be monitored because the commitment of the Election Commission to the country is that the election will not only be free, fair, but peaceful also. In that context, these challenges are going to be very important, and they have also going to start an app. It is going to be educate the people about their responsibility, that they can, through these apps, inform the Election Commission whether there is going to be any freebie being distributed, money being distributed, or muscle power being used, anything which is against the model code of conduct, violation of the rules and regulations. They can complain directly to the Election Commission and action will be taken. That assurance has been given by the Election Commission. All those people who have non-mailable warrants against them and they are history cheaters, their network, all these will be recorded in advance, advertised, publicized in advance, and then they will be checked post vigilance at international border, interstate border, and through drone also international borders will be checked, just to check illegal stuff being distributed or made available to the candidates or to the voters, collectors, district magistrates. They have been empowered and they have also been told no employee should remain in his or her post for more than 3 years. No contractual labor should be, you know, used for the election duty. Bogus voting, fake news, action will be taken against these people under the Representative People Act. There will be no room for violence. And they have also engaged observers who will be monitoring all these things. And therefore, the enforcement agencies have also been pressed into service. And as you also said, another M is misinformation. That is, through social media, people try to mislead the voters by putting all sorts of fake news. So that also needs to be checked. And for that, appeal has been made to all sections of the media, print, electronic, social media platforms, to ensure that there is no violation, there is no fake news, there is no misinformation.
Before we move any further, I would first like to talk about the dates of the polling. These seven phase polls will be held from April 19 on as a first phase. So under the first phase, as many as 102 constituencies will go to poll, and second phase will be on April 26, and the third phase of voting will be on May 7, under which 94 parliamentary constituencies will go to poll, and fourth phase of voting will be on May 13, fifth on May 20th, sixth on May 25th, and the last, which is the seventh phase of voting, will be on June 1st. And result after counting will be announced on June 4th. So this is the seven phase poll schedule announced on Saturday by the Election Commission here in Delhi. We were earlier discussing, Ashokji, about the four M's, and you explained in detail about the misuse of money power. There was also questions about EVMs, and you know, on answering them, CEC Kumar said that courts looked into various complaints against EVMs 40 times and rejected all the charges every time they saw it, you know. And he maintained that EVMs are tamper-free. Ashuji, why this question is raised every now and then before every election?
Yeah, before I come to that, I would like to enlighten our listeners that the Election Commission is going to start a website. And the website would be Myth versus Reality. Now, if they come across any social media platform news or which is forwarded to them on WhatsApp or any other platform, they will have a facility to cross-check it, whether it is correct or not. So on that, the website of the Election Commission will have the facility of Myth versus Reality. And in that context, as I said earlier, Chief Election Commissioner said the entire media actually is their natural ally. They are eyes and ears, and therefore it is their duty to ensure that no such thing happens, which is either whether it is a misleading advertisement or any misinformation campaign of any sort. they need to help the election commission to ensure. And similarly, the responsibility has been put, onus has been put on political parties also to maintain the political discourse. And for that, they have issued an advisory, and the advisory would be supplied to all the star campaigners of all political parties that they must maintain dignity and should not use vulgar language. And for that, guidelines they need to ensure. And for that, if there is any violation, action would be taken. No longer the election commission will go for a moral censorship, but this time they are going to enforce law also. Action would be taken under the provisions of the Indian law. No hate speech, no misleading advertisement, no surrogate ad should be there. And under relevant section of the law, action would be taken. Once again, they have appealed to political parties, please don't cross that red line and do everything in dignified manner. Your question about why the doubts are raised about the EVMs. We have seen in the last so many elections, and the election commissioner also pointed out, that when they raise doubts about EVM, and when the same party comes into power through the same EVM ballot, and then they stop doing it. But unfortunately, as you also very rightly said, 40 cases have been adjudicated by high courts and Supreme Court. Not even in one case they have found the allegations are the apprehensions of the applicants worth considering. All these cases were dismissed, and Election Commission has also asserted EVM can neither be tampered nor there can be virus, and it has proved beyond doubt that EVM is the best course of conducting poll. That's why they have reassured the nation again and again that please don't go by these doubts, apprehension, misleading campaign about the EVM. And Supreme Court has also said that they are 100% accurate.
Right. And Election Commission also said that there will be a modern polling booth, not one, not two, but every polling booth would be modern with all facilities, including that of toilet, provision to help with people with disabilities, shades, and to guide them and to help them. Do you feel that this provision will encourage more and more people to come out and participate in this biggest festival of democracy?
I think that has been proved beyond doubt even in the previous elections also, as far as facilities are concerned. You know, 55 lakh EVM machines are going to use, and 1.5 crore staff is going to be used. You know, 10.5 lakh polling stations are to be there. So all these facilities are not only adequate, but also voter friendly. Then that's why I said in the beginning, people above 85, they will have right to vote from their residence. All sorts of facilities are being used. I think that the Election Commission has already proved in the previous election that they, as far as their management is concerned, that people have appreciated. So, but now the new challenges which are coming up before them, they have to deal not only with those challenges, but I think even all of us feel that the responsibility of the political parties in conducting election free and fair, peaceful, is there, it's paramount. And in that context, the Election Commission has once again reassured people that there is no bias as far as taking action is concerned. And this time, they are going to enforce law in letter and spirit. Also, high or mighty, the campaigner may be. And if there are notices, complaints, action would be taken. And the Chief Election Commissioner went to the extent of saying they have put all political parties on notice. If there are violations, they will no longer remain a moral police force, but the action would be taken so that the message goes loud and clear to all the violators that this is not acceptable if we have to maintain, you know, healthy democracy and make election free and fair.
Right. Ashok Tandonji, you explained in detail different aspects related to the conduct of this general election. Thank you so much for talking to us, Ashokji.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on general elections 2024, poll schedule and model code of conduct. The participants were Ashok Tandon, political analyst, and Ashwini Srivastav, journalist. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani,